بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were speaking of those deeds that negatively impact the state of our spirituality and our iman. We mentioned a number of ahadith related to the usage of the tongue. Our utterances and what we speak directly affects our spirituality and the condition of our hearts. And then we moved on to ahadith related to the unlawful gaze. And the unlawful gaze is one of the most effective ways of killing the spirituality that we develop within our hearts and that we try and develop. So the Maghrib Salah you perform now, right, it creates a nur in your heart. Okay, and every ibadah, you recite Quran, it creates a nur in your heart. It creates a light. All these deeds have an effulgence. Now, it's maintaining that light. Now, if you walk out of the masjid and you misuse your gaze and you look at something unlawful, whether it is physically in front of you or whether it is on your device or whether it is on your TV screen, it kills that nur that you just developed. So you're trying to develop nur, but when you misuse your eyes, you are just extinguishing that effulgence and the nur that is developed through the performance of these good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has instructed us in the Quran, both the males and the females, with regards to guarding our gazes. Allah says, "Qul lil mu'minin yaghuddu min absarihim." O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you instruct the believers to lower their gazes and to guard the gazes. Now I want you to appreciate the expression here. Allah does not directly instruct us. Allah does not tell the believers. Everywhere else, Allah tells the believers directly what is the command. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. Over here, He tells Rasulullah ﷺ, you tell the believers. When it comes to lowering the gaze, Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ to instruct us and to tell us. Why is that? To understand the mode of expression, sometimes, you know, the child in the house, he does something. Maybe the son does something that's really despicable. Right? As the father, it's such a shameful or despicable act that you can't address it directly with him. So you tell the mother, have a word with your child, have a word with the boy, have a word with your daughter, that what they did is so despicable and shameful, you as a father feel you can't address it directly with the kid. So the unlawful gaze is so despicable, it's so shameful in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah does not directly instruct us. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you tell the believers that, you know, misuse of the gaze is so shameful, it's so despicable, it's such a shameful act, you tell them to guard the gazes and to lower the gazes. May Allah grant us understanding.